Now from Japan, we head south about 3,000 miles to Komodo National Park in Indonesia. That's Komodo as in Komodo dragon. All the world's remaining Komodo dragons, and yes, some do remain, live in the park. And they've historically been no threat to the local population. But the dragons have turned mean, and villagers blame the policies of American-funded environmentalists. Reporter Yaroslav Trofimov's story about the problem appears in today's Wall Street Journal. He says the Komodo dragons are pretty fearsome creatures.
In reality, they're just huge, gigantic lizards that can go as long as 10 feet in length. They usually feed on buffaloes and deer and occasional people.
And occasional people, and that's where some of this controversy lies, because it was just a year ago that one of these Komodo dragons apparently killed a 9-year-old boy.
Exactly. A 9-year-old boy by the name of Mansour was crouching in the bush near his house, and a dragon attacked and tried to break his skull and him to crush his bones, because that's what the dragons do, to digest their prey. And as the relatives of the boy were watching, they started to scream and to throw rocks and branches at the dragon, but it took them a great effort to drive him away. And by then, the boy was basically dead.
So the situation is this geographically, this island where the Komodo dragon seems to be running rampant right now is located in a national park, and the villagers then are saying that these Komodo dragons or giant lizards are wreaking havoc because authorities ruling this national park have made changes in the rules. And they've made changes in the rules in some cases in accordance with an America-based Nature Conservancy, an environmental protection group. The Nature Conservancy came in more than 10 years ago, but tell us what has been happening, which illustrates a real fundamental difference in what preservation and conservation means.
Sure. Well, the Nature Conservancy came to Komodo in 1995, and in addition to funding the local park authorities, who couldn't really enforce bans on deer hunting, which was the traditional occupation of the villagers, they also drafted a big program to restore the islands to their natural state, if you will. And those included forbidding the villagers from feeding the dragons with their goats, and also outlawing the presence of dogs on the island. And well, as the villagers themselves see it, in accordance with their traditional belief, the dragons are their kin. They're all descended from the same ancestry. And the local tradition required the villagers to feed the dragons after a hunt, leaving deer parts on the trail, and afterwards sacrificing goats. So the people really intensely believe in this traditional religion. And as they see it, what's been happening in the last few years is punishment for not feeding dragons.
So basically, the National Park there and Nature Conservancy don't want these large lizards, these Komodo dragons, to be domesticated. So they have banned the villagers from feeding them anymore. The villagers say, look, we've been feeding them for decades and decades. The lizards have memory. They will come back to the same place, but they're not getting fed anymore. Is that the basic problem, that the villagers see things quite differently from the way the conservationists do?
Exactly. The way the villagers see the dragons have been domesticated for centuries because of this local tradition of feeding them. And the locals say, well, there are no such dragons anywhere else in the world. Maybe the reason they've survived on these islands is because people have found a way of living together with them.
So where does the controversy lie at this point?
The villagers feel that they've been abandoned, that the world cares a lot more about dragons than about people on these islands, and that their basic requests, such as building a fence around the village, which would cost $5,000 per village, are not being met.
How many lizards or Komodo dragons are there compared to people on these islands?
There are several islands in the park, but the two big ones that have large dragon populations and where all the villagers are the Komodo Island and the Rincha Island nearby. And so there are about 4,000 villagers living in the four villages in these two islands, and about 2,500 dragons walking around.
2,500 dragons? That sounds like a nightmare. I mean, I assume for the people who know the dragons and have fed them, it's not so much a nightmare, or at least it wasn't until now.
Well, absolutely. And the thing about the dragons is that even if they don't kill you when they attack you right away, their bite is extremely toxic. They carry a large amount of very dangerous bacteria in their teeth. And that's actually the way they hunt. They would bite an animal and wait until blood poisoning occurs, and then track the animal and eat it when it's already dead. So any bite by a dragon is extremely dangerous. But as the islanders themselves perceive it, the dragon behavior has changed, and there is panic and fear in villages.
Yaroslav Trofimov is the roving reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He wrote the story about the Komodo dragons in today's edition of the Journal. Thank you very much, Yaroslav.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.